Between the Shelves, written by All About Fiction Coffee and Plants, and read by Sunkitten Shash, an Only Friends Boston Nick fic, rated explicit. Summary. Boston loves his boyfriend. Boston also loves distracting his boyfriend.
Yeah, that sounds great, thank you, Boston said into the phone, the heavily accented English getting a few interested stares as he left the coffee shop. Yep, I'll get those documents over to you sometime today. Okay, yeah, bye.
He smiled widely as he put the phone down, finally able to take a better hold of the chai and matcha latte and paper bag in his hand. Ever since deciding to drop completely out of university, he'd been focusing on beginning to plan his life in New York. The time had caught up with him. He'd convinced himself that he had plenty of time to get ready, focusing on other aspects of his life. Aspects being people. One person in particular. Only when Ray began asking him if he wanted help in brushing up his English did Boston realize just how close it was until he left. And whilst, yes, he was ecstatic to be going to New York, to be able to put all his focus on photography, he knew time was running out to be spending with the people he cared about. One person in particular. He sped up the closer he got to the shop, wanting to forget the fact that he was leaving, at least for a while. It wasn't long before the familiar building came into view.
"Honey, I'm home," Boston cooed as he entered the shop, the bell above the door announcing his arrival.
It had become his usual greeting when seeing Nick, no matter where that happened to be. He would never admit it to anyone, but it had been a while since home had been a place for Boston. Unlike the enthusiastic hello and smile he normally got in response, he was met by silence, an empty front desk, and a familiar pair of headphones and laptop being the only evidence that his boyfriend was even here to begin with.
"Boyfriend," Boston sighed dreamily, placing the items down on the counter and leaning up against it. "Nick, my boyfriend."
Despite it being almost 3 months since they had gotten back together, there were still times that Boston couldn't believe it. There were plenty of days that he woke up, a soft, unbelieving smile appearing on his face as he shuffled forward and kissed the back of Nick's neck, tightening his arm around his waist, pulling the other back into his chest. Nick hadn't moved in officially to his flat, but he spent most of his nights there, and, as of recent, had been given his own set of keys, so Boston had unofficially decided they lived together. It was nice, knowing that Nick, was waiting for him. Honestly, he never thought he would have this. Never thought he'd have Nick back. Never thought he and Ray would get over everything. Never, ever thought he'd be friends with Sand and Top. And yet, somehow, it had happened. And it was really fucking nice sorting things out. Not being alone anymore. He didn't think he was ever going to talk to Mew and Joom again, though. So, at least he was right about that.
"Boston! How long have you been here?"
He blinked and looked towards the shelves, smiling widely at the sight of his boyfriend.
"Not long. I brought matcha and lunch." He lifted his arms. "And a hug. Come here."
Nick grinned and crossed the small distance between them, Boston wrapping his arms around his back and pulling him into his chest as soon as he was within reach, not before kissing him gently.
"Hi," Nick mumbled, lips pressing against the crown of Boston's head.
Pulling away, he looked into Boston's face.
"You okay?"
"Uh-huh. Just missed you, so I thought I'd come visit."
"You absolute fucking sap."
Smiling, Nick ran a hand through Boston's hair. "And thank you for this," Nick continued, extracting himself from Boston's hold and taking a hold of the takeaway cup. "There is no need to come see me, though. I'm still coming round tonight, Tawn." Boston grabbed his own drink, watching as Nick went round the other side of the desk, collapsing back into his chair, already booting his laptop back up.
"I know. Just wanted to."
Nick flushed, his face a beautiful red. "There's not much for you to do. I'm working on an animation that needs to be done ASAP, and I've got a call with someone from the studio later on."
"You can stop for lunch. You need to look after yourself. We look after each other, remember?"
"Tawn."
"Nope. Uh-uh. You're having a damn break," Boston interrupted, walking back towards the door,
flipping the sign to closed and pulling the blinds shut slightly.
"And I'm having a damn lunch date with my boyfriend."
Nick didn't say anything, simply blinking owlishly up at him as he dragged the second chair out from behind the desk and sat down in it. Finally, he nodded.
"Yes, sir." "Good boy."
Nick kicked his foot towards him.
"Fuck right off."
Boston grinned, reaching into the paper bag and handing a bagel to his boyfriend, immediately interlacing his empty hand.
"Here, your favorite."
Nick took it from him, holding it like it was precious, not something as simple as a bagel. He looked back up. "Thank you, Boston."
"Course. I like spoiling you. My darling little sugar baby."
"I am not. If there's anyone we know that's a sugar baby, it's Sand."
True. Still, I have to treat you while I'm still around."
It wouldn't be noticeable to anyone else, but Boston wasn't anybody else, so he saw when the light dimmed a little in Nick's eyes. It was gone almost instantly. "You get everything to do with your flat finished?" One thing that Boston found out after they had started seriously dating was that Nick remembered everything about people he cared about. No matter how small, his boyfriend filed bits of information away. Nobody had ever really cared about Boston enough to do that before. He loved Nick so fucking much.
"Yeah, I just have to send some documents over later, but I'll just do that when we get home."
"That's good. I'm proud of you." Another thing Boston loved about his boyfriend, he was proud of Boston for anything and everything. It felt nice, knowing someone cared that much for him. Fuck, he was going to miss him.
"My English is getting better, too," Boston smirked. "Would you like to hear some?"
It had become clear, as he had started to learn the language, that Nick was struggling to cope with it. He was pretty much fluent, so while they could have a conversation, they pretty much always ended up fucking about it. Nick looked directly into Boston's eyes.
"If you want to get bent over this desk, then sure."
Boston choked on his panini.
Nick smirked. "If anything, I'd be bending you over."
His boyfriend shrugged. "That too."
"Oh, I hate you."
"I love you too, Boston." The conversation flowed easily after that, intermingled with periods of comfortable silence. The whole time, of course, they held hands. It was rare that they ever let go when they were together. A reassurance. "I'm here. We're here. We made it." Eventually, they finished their lunch, Nick grabbing the rubbish and putting it in the bin. He leaned forward, and Boston's eyes fluttered shut as he felt a kiss being pressed to his cheek. "Thank you, Tawn."
"Always."
He felt Nick's hand slip out of his own and opened his eyes, reaching for it unsuccessfully.
"What?
Where are you going?
I need to reopen the shop. I'll be 10 seconds.
Boston sighed and let him go, but kept his gaze on him. He knew it was silly, but sometimes a ball of anxiety tightened in his stomach as he watched Nick walk away from him. Even when he knew that he was coming back, seeing Nick's back made him remember the way he was left on the side of the road, the love of his life leaving him behind. See? All done. The comforting weight returned to Boston's grip, and the relief was instant. He only gave Nick enough time to start working on his laptop, before he was standing and clambering onto his lap, arms wrapped around his neck, and his face making a home in it. Without hesitation, one of Nick's arms wrapped around his waist, the clicking of his keyboard slowing only slightly. What's this? He began to kiss every inch of skin that he could reach. Moral support, and a reason for you to get finished faster. Boston, you're nothing but a really, really great distraction. If anything, you're the reason I won't get it finished on time. I'll be good. Promise, I promise. He trailed off for a moment. I'm recharging, Boston admitted. Just recharging, that's all. Nick made a soft noise in the back of his throat and jostled him further up his lap. Comfy? Little menace. Boston nodded, face still hidden from view. Comfy. A pause. Love you. A kiss to his temple. I love you too. They lapsed into silence, the only noises being the keyboard and the muted sound of life outside. He wasn't sure how much time passed, but Boston drifted as he relaxed into Nick's hold. He felt safe, warm, surrounded. Nobody could get to him, could hurt him as long as he was with Nick. His boyfriend. The love of his life. The only person he could ever see himself with. Kind and handsome and brilliant and perfect Nick. Boston didn't even realize that he was kissing his neck, hard enough for hickeys to be created, until Nick moaned quietly and his grip on him tightened. Tom, sorry, I like seeing my marks on you. Like knowing that people know you belong to someone. Can I keep going? Keep giving you marks? My marks? Please, my good boy. Please. There was a beat of silence, in which Boston thought there would be a resounding no. But then... Fuck, Boston. Come here. Hands cupped his face, and he was pulled away from his hiding spot and dragged into a kiss. Kissing Nick felt like coming home. Boston knew that sounded cliché, but there was no other way to describe it. By now, it was such a familiar feeling, but it had never stopped being a good feeling, never stopped being the best feeling in the world. It started slowly, but it wasn't long before Boston was coaxing Nick's mouth open and sliding his tongue inside. With every press of their lips from then on, they got more frantic, their breaths becoming heavier and heavier. Nick bit down on his lip, kissing him thoroughly, like he was starving, like it was the last time they'd ever be together. Fucking hell, Boston was so in love. One of his hands sought out Nick's, interlacing their fingers and squeezing tightly. The other bullied its way under Nick's shirt, skating up the inches of skin, resting on his rib tattoo, pressing down on it gently. Nick moaned, and Boston remembered. He'd put a bruise there the night before. Suddenly desperate to see it, maybe make another one on the bull on his shoulder, he began to paw at the bottom of his shirt.
Get it off, he mumbled, straight into Nick's mouth. Get your fucking shirt off. Hands against his chest, being pushed away gently. A strangled noise left Boston.
What? Why'd you stop?
Because we're in public.
The shop, Nick. We're in the shop. The blinds are still drawn.
Not enough not to be seen. Somebody could come in.
He leaned forward, rubbing his nose against Nick's cheek, not unlike a kitten asking for attention.
Wouldn't you like that, though, good boy? For someone to walk in here and see us fucking. See just how good for me you are. See how good you fuck me. See how hard you come. How pretty you look when you come.
A choked moan. For a moment, a single moment, felt like he was going to get his way. He was going to get his boyfriend's dick in him. Boston didn't bottom often, but it was damn near a religious experience when he did.
Boston, we can't.
Why not?
Because,
Nick trailed off. Because I don't want anyone to see what you look like when we fuck. Just me. I don't want anybody else to see you the way I do. Even the thought of it. He broke off, swallowed. I don't like it. You're mine.
Boston stared at him, swallowed. God, Nick. Fuck. Of course I'm yours. I've always been yours. Always going to be yours. You want to know something else?
He began to press kisses against his cheek, slowly moving them down his neck.
What? You're mine. I can't stand the thought of it either. And another thing.
Anything.
Don't come.
He ignored Nick's swallow and widening eyes, and slid onto his knees, removing his belt. Briefly, he wondered if, in the safety of their own home, Nick would let himself be pushed down onto their favorite pillow, belt around his neck, let Boston move him up and down his dick as he pleased.
The thought made him moan, rutting up against Nick's leg.
Ton, you okay?
He nodded, pulling down the zip, urging Nick to push himself up and pulling down his jeans and underwear. It was at that moment that the sound of a call came through the laptop. Nick's eyes widened.
Ton... No one can see me down here, baby. Go on, answer the call.
You're insane, he breathed. And yet, he let his hand sink into Boston's hair, pressing the button on the laptop at the same time.
Hi, sir, he coughed as Boston wrapped his hand around his dick. How are you?
For a few minutes, Boston didn't do anything, listening in to Nick's conversation. He always knew Nick was gorgeous, ever since the first day he'd seen him. But there was something about the way Nick spoke about something he was passionate about, animation especially, that got Boston hot and bothered. The way his eyes lit up and the wide smile that graced his face made him look pretty. The confidence he exuded. Well, there were very little times and situations that Boston thought he looked sexier. Swiping the precum down the shaft, he moved his hand slowly, bending forward to lick at the head, the way he knew Nick went crazy for. Even if Boston didn't already know, it was obvious from the gasp from above him that his boyfriend was into it.
Nick?
A tinny voice came from the laptop.
Are you all right?
Yes, sir. Just feeling a bit out of it today. Sorry.
Well, let me know if you need to go. I don't want to keep you.
Boston huffed out a laugh, Nick's hand tightening in his hair.
Thank you.
He only gave his boyfriend a second before swallowing. All the way down. Until the tip of Nick's dick touched the back of his throat, and his nose hits his stomach. Nick cursed, pulling Boston off.
"Damn it, Boston," he whispered, a concerned frown on his face. "You can't do that. I could have hurt you."
Boston smiled, hearing the confused sounds of the other people in the meeting. "Baby, I really don't mind." Pre-cum spilled out of Nick's dick.
"But I do. Just please be careful. I need you to be careful, okay?"
Boston squeezed his knee in what he hoped was reassurance.
"I'll be careful. Promise."
Nick stared at him for a few more seconds, before nodding, leaning down to kiss him gently, and looking back towards the screen. Plastering a smile back on his face, he clicked a button on his laptop. "Sorry, everyone. We've been having technical difficulties all day here." It was so fucking hot, the way he was able to lie, like everything was normal. Like he wasn't being sucked off under his desk. Boston was slow this time. The thought of being pulled away made him want to cry. His tongue slipped out and slid along the vein as he went down on Nick again. His hands came up, massaging the inside of Nick's, frankly ridiculous, thighs. Nick's dick got heavier in Boston's mouth, and he felt a gentle and pleasant buzzing in his head with every moment that went by. He shuffled closer to one of Nick's legs, making sure that it was tugged between his thighs and thrusting forward, his erection brushing up against it. It felt unbelievably good. And, with that, Boston went down again, just as slowly, making sure not to choke. He promised Nick he wouldn't choke. His mouth began to be flooded with the taste of salt and warmth, and he breathed in sharply. The breaths from above him were becoming shallower, and the hand in his hair was tightening, just on the verge of too much.
"Close," Boston thought. "He's close. He's going to come down my throat while he's in a fucking meeting. Fuck, fuck, fuck."
Suddenly, he was pulled off and away by his hair. Boston couldn't help it. He whined, trying to get his lips back around it. "I'm sorry, everyone. I'm going to have to go. I'm really not feeling good." Nick's boss barely had the time to say goodbye before Nick was exiting off the meeting, pulling him upwards and looking directly into Boston's eyes.
"You okay? Your head? Your legs?"
He nodded.
"More than. So good. You felt so good in my mouth."
Nick smiled.
"Can you stand?"
"Think so."
Nick lifted him onto shaking legs and pushed out of the chair, grabbing Boston's hand and pulling him towards the shelves, jeans and underwear still around his knees. Boston knew where this was going. The moment they were in the familiar place beside the phone cases, Nick flicked off the lights and fell back against the wall, pulling Boston in by the waist, kissing him with everything he had. It was only right that he gave it as good as he got.
"Fucking amazing. You're absolutely fucking amazing, Dawn," Nick mumbled, pulling down Boston's own shorts and underwear. "The best fucking distraction. I love you. I love you." "Good, hard-working boys have to be treated well. Because you are, aren't you?"
Boston replied, sucking bruises into his neck.
"You didn't come, just like I asked, my clever, good boy."
Nick nodded.
"Say it. Say it for me. Tell me what you are."
"Boston,"
he sounded wrecked.
"Nick."
Boston moved away from his neck,
staring into his boyfriend's eyes. Tell me. Tell me so I know you believe me.
I'm up.
He cut himself off with a moan as Boston got a hand round him again.
I'm a good boy.
Boston leaned in, lips moving over his earlobe as he spoke again.
And you're so pretty, aren't you? My pretty boy.
Nick didn't say anything, eyes fluttering shut, head thumping into the wall behind him. But Boston saw the smallest nod and kept going.
Whose good boy are you? Whose pretty boy? Who do you belong to, Nick?
Yours, he choked out. Your good boy. Your pretty boy. Always yours. I belong to you.
Boston couldn't help it. He moaned, long and hard.
Nick was terrible when it came to saying kind things to himself. Boston loved it when he did.
That's right. Only ever going to be mine. Because no one else can have you. For as long as I live, I'm going to take care of you.
Me too. For a moment, Nick was serious, all traces of delirium gone. For as long as I live, Boston. It was so sincere, Boston could have cried. He kissed him instead.
I love you. Love you so damn much.
Kissed him again.
Turn around.
Turn around for me, Nick.
Don't we need... No. You made me so wet, see?
He wasn't lying. The amount of pre-cum was astounding, really. Boston worked it up and down his dick, and he was surprised he hadn't blown his load yet, simply from looking at Nick, thinking about him. It wasn't like it hadn't happened before.
Oh, my God,
Nick whispered, his own hand drifting between his legs.
Hey, leave it.
Nick nodded, turned around, Boston now getting a full view of his back. He laid one hand on his waist, the other taking hold of the base of his dick.
Ready? He says quietly.
So ready, Tawn. So, with his boyfriend's permission, he slid in, arms coming up to lock around Nick's waist. He tried to go slow, gauge his boyfriend's reaction, making sure there were no signs of discomfort. There are none. Boston knew Nick's sounds well enough by now to know that there was nothing but pleasure racing through his body.
Tawn, you all right?
He sounded overwhelmed as Boston felt. That was all he needed to start. He wanted to fuck his boyfriend so hard, there was no room for anything other than pleasure. He thrusts in and out, head resting between Nick's shoulder blades, forehead beginning to stick to the skin there.
Meant for each other, he thought. Me and you are meant for each other, Nick.
And then, before he had any time to process just how good he felt, he finished. He'd come. In less than 3 minutes. He groaned into the back of Nick's neck, his boyfriend squeezing his hands, as the last of his orgasm left him. He pulled Nick closer to him, even though there was no space between them as it was. From where his hands were, there was barely any effort to reach down in between Nick's legs. He followed the lines of his abs and V-line and wrapped his hand around him.
He was soaked.
Thankfully, it seemed like neither of them would last long.
Still with me?
Nick leaned back against him, head resting on his shoulder.
Still with you. Please, Boston. Please.
Boston begins to rub his hand up and down, just the way he knew Nick liked it. The other hand explores everywhere he can reach.
Finding a nipple, he pinches down on it, and the moans stutter as Nick bends into the sensation.
I love you, Nick, Boston whispered, pressing kisses to his cheek. I love you so fucking much.
Nick calms, knees going slack, his head against Boston's shoulder, eyes rolling to the back of his head. A mixture of high-pitched noises reverberating between them, across the shop.
I have you, Nick. You're safe. You're okay.
You've got me. A pause. Can you... Boston always knew what Nick wanted, what Nick needed. Slowly, with quiet reassurances, he pulled out of Nick, swallowing at the cum that ran down his legs. He spun him around, smiled at the blissed-out look he was met with.
Okay?
Okay, Nick swallowed. Kiss? Boston kissed him. He would always kiss Nick. He always wanted to kiss Nick. As he pulled away and knocked their heads together, he realized he couldn't go one day without them living separately.
Hey, you.
Nick grinned. Yeah?
I've got a question for you.
Boston pressed the smallest kiss to his nose.
Move in with me.
Huh?
Move in with me, Nick.
But you're leaving.
We need to get used to it. Since we'll be doing it one day anyway, right?
Tears welled up in Nick's eyes, and he lunged forward, wrapping his arms around his neck.
I cannot believe you're asking me that right now. Fuck, you're such an idiot. You're still going to say yes, right?
Of course I'm saying yes. Boston grinned into his hair. He couldn't wait to spend the rest of his life like this.
The end. Thanks for listening.